Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Well, I'm going home to New Orleans this weekend, and it just so happens to be Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
Question. How old is too old to show your boobs?
Dead?
What?
Dead? Like, you know, once you're dead, you can't show your boobs anymore. Up until then, it's free game.
So you're saying that my 45-year-old ass is okay to show bare nipples for beads this weekend?
Get them titties out! In the name of Mardi and Gras! Those guys anyway. What is Mardi Gras about?
Well, when two people love each other very much.
You don't even know. Welcome everyone to I Think Not, the podcast where me, Ellen Marsh, and Joey Taranto, who allegedly is from Louisiana, recap your favorite true crime TV shows and make shit up on the spot. Welcome, everyone. I really don't know what Mardi Gras is about, babe.
Yeah, it means something. I couldn't tell you the origin.
Do you really not know the history of Mardi Gras?
I'm sure I did at one time, but I don't remember.
So you, just to be clear, you eat the king cake, you do the thing, you say you're from Louisiana, that every other word out of your mouth is Louisiana, Creole, crawdad, crawfish, beignet, bellini, whatever, and you don't know what you're talking about?
First of all, it's Creole, not Creole. That sounds like somebody's Grindr username in the bayou. Creole.
Okay, let's split hairs. Go ahead.
Secondly, I don't know. Who the fuck founded Oakland? Do you know the history, the founding fathers of Oakland?
We're not talking about the... No,
I'm just,
no.
You know, and I don't know either, okay?
You all, welcome to the mayhem. I love doing this show because the stakes, they're so low.
Yeah.
We're here covering Scam Goddess. This is our last episode on the main, but we love it so much. We're going to throw the other two up on the Patreon after we're done with How I Caught My Killer. And if you would like more of us, because you're just thinking, Lord up above, all the saints, and all the
enough.
Superstitions of Mardi Gras. I haven't suffered enough. You get, at the base $5 lever, you're going to get 4 bonus episodes. Honestly, I'm not here to toot any of our horns because you know Joey and I are the first ones to make fun of us. Go ahead and look all over Patreon. 4 bonus episodes a month. $5 in your ears. We also have all kinds of tiers where we sit down every month for Swamp Talk, which is our talk show. You can actually sit live. We have paint parties every Thursday night on the Hallelujah What's It To You tier. We're watching Traitors, and it has turned into one of my favorite things that we do. It turned into just a casual little watch party, but you know what? We're there every Thursday night watching Traitors without you, Joseph.
I was about to say, you were watching it every Thursday night. Not me. Yeah, it's a great way to just get more foolishness from us and also hang out with this community. It's a really fun time. But even if you're not on the Patreon, we're just glad you're here. We're glad you're here. We'll see you every Wednesday.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Okay, our last episode of Scam Goddess with the beautiful Lacey Mosley is called The Holy Hustle.
They call him the Bling Bishop, a preacher from Brooklyn, who will soon be swapping in his designer suits for prison garb.
Prosecutors say Bishop Whitehead stole thousands of dollars from his parishioners.
When a self-proclaimed spiritual leader exploits the trust of believers, it turns faith into a weapon for personal gain.
God has chosen me for this chosen time.
As the Bling Bishop, Lamore Whitehead leveraged his holy position to weave a web of deceit, funding his lavish lifestyle with designer clothes, opulent jewelry, and even a Rolls Royce. So how did this Bible-thumping thief make off with the collection plate and ignore one of the most treasured commandments? Thou shalt not steal.
Now gather round, my children. I got something to say. You all know that there are all kinds of scams in this world. You know that if you purchase a jumpsuit from one of those Instagram ads, it will fall apart in the crotch area. That, my children, is a scam. You know that those psychics on TikTok's telling you your man is coming back when you damn well know he ain't. That is a scam. And you know that back in the 80s when Jim Baker was saying, send in your $5 and we will pray for you, that $5 did not go toward intercession on your behalf. It went toward a tube of mascara for Tammy Faye's eyes. Was a scam. Y'all, I'm putting on my best preacher voice today because we are chatting about religious scams today. They're out there, they're prevalent, and for some reason, out of all the places in America where you could find a religious scam, we are back in my backyard of New York City.
That's right. I was like, what small town are they going to? This? Brooklyn. Oh, you're in Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah. Let's totally go to Brooklyn.
Yes.
This episode has me howling. My favorite part about watching this episode is just thinking about all of your tangents that you have that you are no doubt going to go on. But yeah, we're tale as old as time. The church is stealing from people and other things. You know, the thing that I never understood about my church is the priests had these outfits, you know, their cloaks or their outfits. They were always matchy-matchy. These things were ornate.
Yes.
They were so opulent. I mean, they were sewed by blind nuns or something. I don't know. But I was like, how do they have so many outfits? Like, do they text each other like, hey, do you like want to wear purple today? He's like, I'm feeling like the marigolds. I don't know. Did priests dress up in your church?
You ask me about priests all the time. We don't have priests. Priests are in Catholicism. We don't have priests in Christianity.
You know, the minister, the guy who talks.
Yeah, they wear suits. Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm grateful for my father because my dad was a hippie. My dad was a hippie. He was not like a turn or burn or give me your money. Like, that was not him. He wore modest suits and he got up there and he just talked about life. And he was very relatable. Right. He cared a lot. But let me tell you, there were mega churches all over New Orleans, and I'm not going to say any names, Mike Mele, you piece of shit. But they had like...
I'm glad you used a lot of restraint there, my love.
Yes, that man shot Santa Claus on stage. His sermons aired every Sunday on television. And then after Katrina happened, he said, you know, God, we told you to get rid of the gays. We didn't mean take out the entire city. That was the kind of man he was.
Actually, did he say that?
He actually did say that. If I ever see that man on the street, it will take everything in me not to punch him in the face.
Is he still alive?
Oh, he's still around. He's a piece of shit. Anyway, my point being is that, yes, there are some that dress nicer than others, but like my dad was not that, and I'm very grateful that my dad was not that guy.
Well, I guess me too. And he's looking down on you right now. And he's looking at the handsome man you have become.
Aww.
And he's a little ashamed. Yeah. He loves you, but he's like, seriously, Joey? Because he sees it. Now that he's actually wherever he is, he's watching you. Remember you had that date that was like, I feel spirits in here?
Okay, we don't need to think about my dad watching me swap gravy with a man in my bedroom in the privacy of my own home.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Well, Lacey Mosley is here, looking beautiful as ever, and she gives us a little history of Brooklyn.
Brooklyn stands out as the coolest kid on the block, known for the iconic Brooklyn Bridge, birthplace of the Tootsie Roll, and hometown to legends like Jay-Z, the Notorious B.I.G., and RBG. It's the place where hipsters and history collide.
What's funny is that Lacey didn't mention that Brooklyn is also the place that I lost a shoe in a bar. And I dropped my shoe. And by the time I went to go look for my shoe, it was gone. The bar ate my shoe. I had to leave with one shoe on and one shoe off. She didn't mention that.
Ellen, I have so many questions.
And I have no answers.
How did you lose a shoe and then decide, oh, I'll look for this later?
No, it wasn't later. It was like, I was laughing. I was like, my shoe. And like, by the time I got down there, some little Brooklyn gnome ate my shoe.
Did you know that I also love shoes, Ellen?
No, Gilbert, I didn't. No, seriously, actually, do you have my shoe from 2009? I'm not kidding. I want it back.
Wouldn't you like to know?
It was a BCBG.
After I stole your mother's pearl thong, I went to Brooklyn and I took your shoe. And now I wear it like a hat on my head.
I'm sorry, just to rewind one second, I really don't want to pull at this thread longer than I have to, trust and believe. Did you say my mother's pearl thong?
Oh, yes! She got it for Christmas, and she couldn't wear it because she could barely walk 2 feet without keeling over, if you know what I mean. But now I wear it in the front!
Please leave.
Because nothing Please looks leave. More beautiful next to my tiny little goblin nutsack than pearls.
Okay, please go.
See you later, dummy!
Well, we also learned there's also apparently 680 houses of worship in Brooklyn?
I didn't know that it was like the borough of churches.
That's a lot of churches. I had no idea. Well, we're going to learn. It doesn't take much to throw up a church.
Okay, it took me a second to throw up a church. I'm like... They're like, you know what we love here in Williamsburg? Kombucha, yeast, and church. We're trying to find a way to combine the two. Now listen, any religion can bring a group of people together. It can be very divisive, or it can be very uplifting, as is the case with any group, right? And I don't want to shit on religion, because, you know, I do think that religion in this world, although not for me, I do think that it can do a lot of good for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we're built for community. We need community. Yep. Some folks find it at the gym. Some folks find it in a podcast group. We love that. And some folks find it at church. And specifically with church, most people are looking for spiritual guidance. They're looking for a spiritual leader. And some of these folks are vulnerable. I believe, not like Ellen over here, I believe most people are good. I'm just kidding.
That is so rich coming from you. That is the richest.
She is so skeptical of people. I'll never understand it.
We'll leave somewhere meeting a new friend. I'll be like, oh, they're so sweet. Joey's like, don't like them. I don't know why, I just don't like them. I mean, usually you're right. Our scammer today is named Lamour Whitehead. And we have a bunch of people here to talk about it. But we have a down bitch today, you all. And her name is Tasha Howard. And she kind of introduces this episode with Lacey. And so Lacey's like, oh, I'm so excited to see this church where all these scams took place. And she's sort of walking down the streets of Brooklyn. She's like, okay, bodega, barbershop, bodega, nail salon, Haitian food. Wait, where is the church?
Apparently, Bishop Whitehead used to rent a space above this Haitian restaurant for his church. Only in Brooklyn will you get heavenly sermons with a hint of spice.
You all, this church is just basically a rec room. It takes all kinds.
Which is kind of hilarious because Lamour Whitehead was also known as the Bling Bishop. So you would expect this big ornate church, like a mega church. No, this man was renting a closet above a Haitian restaurant in fucking Canarsie.
If you have a bunch of folding chairs and a glitter curtain behind you, you too can make a church.
It's true.
And have rice and beans after.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Well, we get a little backstory on Lamour. In 2004, he was arrested for identity theft, and he was taking out car loans and other people names. Turns out that's a big no-no. So he spent 5 years in jail for that. But when he got out, he found Jesus. He found a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a family. And from there, He became the minister of a church that he founded called Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries. That is long-winded.
I don't know what the church should be called. Ministry, Lord, National. No, make it international.
Yeah.
Change that to international. It just makes no sense.
First Holy Olive Second Baptist Zion Church of God in Christ down here in Canarsie.
Most of the members of his church, which is called Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries, were like Caribbean or African-American, maybe like middle-aged women, late 40s, early 50s.
Lamour's wife joined him as he built his church, making it a family affair.
Now, his whole thing was the bad boy who found the Lord, the bad boy who turned to God. And we see a lot of videos of him talking, maybe on YouTube or something. He's very handsome, very clean cut, very charming. And, you know, he gives this whole thing, you know, I was walking the road with the devil, and then the Lord came and took my hand and said, no, Lamour, you must adorn your body with over-the-top, gaudy, name-brand clothes and speak to the people. It was a whole thing. But he never denied his criminal past. In fact, he used it as leverage.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of his ministry, he did wear clothes that everyday people wore, right? I mean, it wasn't super flashy.
He was sharp.
Yeah, but he did look together.
Yeah, he was just like, looked like a sharp-dressed dude.
Yeah, and he was handsome. He had a great body, big personality, folks connected with him, but like, let's be real, most of the people in his church were women. And he also had a lot of charisma. He knew how to command a room. So he also was the kind of man that folks wanted to get behind.
He was a showman. This guy was a performer, essentially. Like, you see tons of these videos. And I guess a lot of these guys are in different ways, right? I mean, I haven't seen a lot, but you have to have some amount of charisma, likability to keep the attention of a congregation, right?
Oh my God, yes. I have sat through sermons given by people who I would rather sit through Mitch McConnell reading Pride and Prejudice to me than sit through these people talking about anything. And that tells you what it's like. I mean, you need some excitement in there.
I mean, not for nothing, but the Christians have that over the Catholics. Catholics are so fucking boring. They bore you into submission. They're like, how many times do I have to say amen so this shit can be over?
Oh my God, you sit down, stand up, you're kneeling, you're praying, you call and response, and he's like, you gonna sing after me, amen. Don't look too close at my robes, amen. This purse that I'm swinging right here's got incense and it's on fire, amen. I mean, come on.
Well, Lamour was much different.
God allowed me to go to the penitentiary, a place where I knew I had no destiny, but I had to get information to find my destiny. I would have never known on how to get on my knees and talk to God and not worry about my current situation.
Yeah, so he was really great at what he does, and everyone loves a comeback story. Everyone loves a good turnaround, make good story, no matter what it is, and this guy did it through God. Listen, you look at your comeback story. You were a little scrawny gay boy with a fucking mop on your head, singing Barbra Streisand tunes, and now look at you. You're a taller gay man with mop on your head singing Barbra Streisand.
Listen,
I didn't plan that out. I'm
sorry,
baby.
Look at that. And look at your comeback story, Ellen. You were a little kid, loud as fuck, deaf in one ear. And now look at you. You're an adult, loud as fuck and deaf in one ear, but you can cut your own bangs.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Well, this church above this Haitian restaurant had very humble beginnings. You know, sandwiched between, I don't know, a hair studio and a samba dance class. I don't know. And then without any explanation, they're like, well, now he's a bishop. I was like, how do you just become a bishop? Do you apply? Is there a test? Do you have to buy a funny hat and then you're in? How do you become a bishop? Was he a real bishop?
It couldn't have been that hard. I got ordained online, Ellen. They let me. If they could have seen some of the things I did at a sex party in Brooklyn, they would never have given me that certificate.
Okay. You all please just stay. I know you want to turn it. Just stay. Just stay. It's going to get better. He won't say that
Why
again.
Why not? What's wrong with a gay... If you don't like gay sex parties in Brooklyn, you are homophobic. You are a Trump supporter.
Everyone's just checking themselves. They're like, how do I feel about that? Am I homophobic?
I don't know. Did you hear, honey, around 2020, there was this whole thing, the pandemic, I don't know, whatever you call it. It was like, did you see this
thing happen
in the news?
Oh, no, I didn't. What happened?
Well, it was a whole thing. People had to stay home and people still wanted their church. So they had to do church online because, you know, you're home with your sourdough bread starter pack and wiping down your groceries with the Clorox. But you still need to jiggle for Jesus.
Listen, there's always time to jiggle for Jesus. Now, I used to jiggle for Jesus in the sanctuary of my church, Mount Holy Olive Second Baptist Design Church of God in Christ down there in Canarsie. But now I'm jiggling for Jesus in my kitchen, in my underwears. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is guiding me. We were all looking for some sort of spiritual guidance in 2020. Yep. They were looking for Jesus, and I was like, is that a bottle of vodka? Hi-ya! You know?
Oh, my stars.
When COVID hit New York like a biblical plague, Lamour didn't miss a beat.
Religious gatherings are emerging as hotspots now, with hundreds of infections linked to church services.
Across the country, pastors are making the tough decision to keep their churches closed.
The new norm for those turning to their faith during the pandemic, watching services online.
Well, this actually worked out great for the bling bishop because he didn't have to work out of that tiny little dance studio with the rice and beans downstairs. He had access to the World Wide Web, and so his audience began to grow exponentially. In fact, he created an app.
Yeah,
he
did.
The World Leaders of Tomorrow's Ministry of Heavenly Goodness or whatever. It was an online church with an app.
It was, but here's what's great about it is he never left that rental space above the Haitian restaurant. He stayed there, but with the cameras and the way he angled it, it looked like he was ministering for a much larger room. He knew what he was doing. And so we were all very vulnerable. We were all looking for anything to make us...
I was fine. I was great. I was totally fine. Better than ever. Totally normal. So great. Nothing wrong.
Could you imagine if you were still in that marriage and you had been in that house with him?
No.
I would be covering your case on this show by myself.
Yeah. ID's like, actually, we're going to add another season. Turns out, I know we canceled this show. Turns out Ellen Marsh was with her ex-husband the whole time. Yep. Say no more.
Yeah, literally.
Help is on the way, dear.
Mrs. Selner. So, yeah, it was great. Most people were like us. We're like, where's my next paycheck going to come from? Like, what am I going to do? Not this bishop. He was like, I seek money and gold from folks young and old. Because, you know, he was streaming for all these people.
Yeah. The congregation grew. He started becoming besties with celebrities. We see pictures of them. I don't know who these celebrities are, but...
You don't know who Montel Jordan is?
No, who is that?
This is how we do it.
Oh. I mean, if they would have played that song, I would have been like, oh, that guy. But
okay.
No. Yeah. And just as his celebrity grew, you all, these clothes got so ostentatious. Everything was Gucci and Fendi. But you know what I hate? I have never, well, I'm not a big labels, name brand kind of person anyway. But, you know, he had like a jacket with all the Fendi Fs on it.
Yep.
And in my mind, I'm like, you just spent $10,000 to be a walking commercial.
Yep.
It's so gross. Everything was really tacky. It was expensive, but money can't buy a class. Everything was so bougie, over the top, just awful.
Yeah, I mean, the way I feel about it, it's like, so, you have a Gucci logo blazer on.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah.
But the people that he was after, the people that he was targeting, that would impress them. You know what I mean?
It just means money. It just says, you know, you can have, you know, a Tom Ford suit and it looks perfect. No one knows it's Tom Ford. But if you're wearing a shirt with 10,000 F's on it, oh, that was Fendi. That cost a pretty penny. And people aspire to that because he was selling snake oil that said, look, you can have everything I can have. Oh, and speaking of celebrities, by the way.
Girl.
His biggest brag? A self-proclaimed mentorship with none other than New York's headline-making mayor, Eric Adams. Go figure.
Hey, we have my boy, Eric Adams.
What had milked the appearance of that relationship for all it was worth, gaining trust and favor in the community?
New York City Mayor Eric Adams, that piece of shit motherfucker. I hate that man. But someone like Eric Adams is perfect for the bling bishop because it legitimized him. You know, I was trying to think of like what it would take for me to be super impressed by someone, like
kindness, humility.
Yeah.
Grace.
I don't know.
Charitableness.
I don't know. I mean, I guess because labels, I don't care. I mean, the guy drove amazing cars. Sometimes cars, like if you're driving around certain cars, I'll be like, work, bitch. Okay, I got you. But I mean, if you win an Oscar, I'll be like, okay. All right, you've earned my respect.
What's confusing to me about him, they showed a bunch of videos of him doing walking tours of his clothes library that was masquerading as a closet or whatever. If you're looking out at a congregation of people, and this was in Brooklyn, everyone's hardworking people, middle, lower class. Some people were living in poverty.
A lot of immigrants, too.
Yeah, a lot of immigrants. What point are you serving by saying, look at all my stuff? Now, I agree. I think you should dress the part. I think you can look sharp. You and I always look nice when we're on tour, but you know, everything I got was on some kind of set. I don't get the pomp and circumstance. I feel it's just very tone deaf, especially during the pandemic when people are losing their jobs and their homes. I didn't see the point of that. I'm like, do you really want people to know how much money you have? Didn't you think it's weird? Wouldn't you want to downplay it?
I would, but like, I lived in the peripheral of that world. I saw that. There are a lot of people who are impressed by flashy cars, flashy suits, you know, money and wealth. Something they say on this episode, which really is very true. Even if you're not religious, if you meet a clergy member, a lot of the time there is a built-in trust that comes with that. You're like, oh, you're a spiritual leader. You must be a good person and therefore you're trustworthy. And he used that to his advantage. But also that story of his was so powerful. I was in prison. I didn't have a pot to piss in. Gave my life to the Lord. Started sowing seeds. And that is where my blessings came from. And so for him, this was an advertisement, as they would say in England. You know, look at this amazing closet filled with designer clothes. Before, this was a prison with a toilet that I shared with a cellmate. Now look at all of this. You can have this too. You just have to do what I say. And for people who are desperate, not all of them were, but you know, there were some people who were desperate. They're like, yeah, tell me. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.
Well, we go back to down bitch Tasha Howard. And Tasha Howard had watched his prayer meetings and tuned in like thousands of other people on social media. And his big demographic was women. He was handsome. He dressed well. And he's sitting there giving all of this. And Tasha's buying it to a certain degree. And she made it a point to say, you know, a lot of single Black moms were turning to this man. And that's just such a vulnerable demographic. And what he would do is he would say you have to sow the seeds. Now, did you know anything about prosperity gospel? There were some things I was like, maybe Joey can clarify. What's prosperity gospel?
I think we should let Tasha explain it, because the way she coins it, specifically within her community, I think she explains it perfectly.
We call certain prosperity gospel preachers pulpit pimps, right? Ooh. They're in the pulpit, but they're pimping the congregation. Oh. They've learned that people want hope.
Right.
And so the prosperity gospel is founded on the principle of when you sow a seed, God will give you a need, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you sow a seed, it's going to fulfill this need.
I grew up with the idea that if you want to be blessed, you have to bless others. Now, I do believe that.
I agree.
It falls into rising tides raise all ships. You know what I mean? Like showing kindness to people, showing goodness, grace, it will afford you the same.
It's just karma. It's going to come back to you.
But what Lamour was talking about was something very different. He is literally talking about money, giving money to his ministry. So he would say, who here, and this is from the pulpit, right? Like, you know, this is him streaming and they had ways through the app, and I'm sure Venmo and other ways that you could donate in real time. And he would say, who here is going to sow a seed of $1,000? You sow $1,000, you're going to get that house you dreamed of. But the more money you sow, the higher your blessing will be. The bigger and the better your blessings will be. It's actually horrifying.
You too can have these tacky ass but very expensive clothes.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's very strategic. It's very manipulative, and it's very effective for people who are vulnerable to this kind of rhetoric. He would say, in the long run, $1,000 is nothing because you will have all of your blessings. You want to dress like me? You want to live like me? You got to sow your seeds. He would start at $1,000 and then he would go, all right, well, who has $500 to give? Who has $250? All right, maybe you have $150. He was literally auctioning off God's blessings until he got down to a dollar, saying, I know somebody here's got a dollar to give.
I'm no scientist, but if you have 1,000 people giving you a dollar, you're going to have a lot of money. So
here at I Think Not, we do math.
Let me ask you a question, though. From my perspective, of course, I'm sitting here going, who does that money go to? God? Are you writing checks to G-O-D? Yeah, you know me. But of course, I'm sitting here thinking that. Where do these people think the money is going?
He could say it's a million things, right? He could say it's going toward the church. It's going partly toward my salary. It goes toward outreach programs. I'm putting it back into the community. I'm sure he said all of that.
Yeah, it's so sad.
We have all been blinded by people we look up to. I have certainly. I mean, if I had to sit back and think about it, I mean, can you think of someone that you looked up to that you were blinded by them until the reality of who they are really hit you?
Oh, absolutely. It's so disappointing.
Yeah. Your dad is a perfect example of that.
Yeah. Where is that guy?
But same with members of my own family. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It just breaks my heart because think of who you're taking from. You are taking from hardworking people, from immigrants, from women of color. And it is the vulnerable people who are struggling, who are looking for any kind of salvation. Will $20 save me?
Yeah.
Think of what $20 can mean to some people. It adds up. It's just, it's abuse. It's religious abuse.
It's one of the reasons that prosperity gospel is so insidious, because a minister promises blessings and money if you give your money to him, but it keeps the minister rich and the congregation poor. And he had these folks giving what little they had with the hope and the promise that they would one day be blessed. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing to do to people.
When I saw his church, it was giving destitute.
Yes.
But he was giving, you know, prosperity.
Yes. So the prosperity gospel has been a facade that has fed people hope with nothing in return.
Well, down bitch Tasha, she started to get a little tickle in her gut.
Oh,
and she kept watching and kept following, but she wasn't watching it in adoration. She was watching it because she's like, this motherfucker's up to something.
Yep. Yeah, she definitely was studying him and his ways. And the fact of the matter is he was begging for money online.
Begging.
So one day, Lamour is preaching and streaming it online, tons of viewers, when, during the service, two masked gunmen rob both Lamour and his wife for over $1 million worth of jewelry. That they had on their person that they were wearing.
At the time.
At the time. And this was a big deal. All these people watched this man be robbed and they took the jewelry off of his person. This was on the news. And you would think that the viewers would be like, holy fuck, this poor man. But because L'Amour was on the news flat out saying, I had over $1 million worth of jewelry stolen from me, viewers were like, wait a second. Why does this man even own $1 million worth of jewelry? And why is he advertised? Like, he's not being humble about this at all. And then they started to think, what if this robbery was bullshit?
Well, we see the robbery on video because it was during a live stream. And they definitely had the understudies on, like the robber understudies. It was the slowest robbery. There's people just standing there. And also, people thought it was a scam because if you're a robber and you know this guy, you've been following him, you've been casing him or whatever, why wouldn't you do it when the cameras were off? You know the cameras are on. You know he's streaming for tens of thousands of people or whatever. What are you all doing? It just smelled sus.
I mean, to me, it looks staged. I'm not going to lie. They were saying he staged it so he could collect the insurance money.
Absolutely.
Two robbers were arrested for the crime, and L'Amour has always denied any connections. But when your Sunday service comes with a side of suspicion, it's easy for folks to jump to conclusions.
This was turned around from me being a victim to a villain.
I really truly think that at this point of L'Amour's life slash career, that he was really losing touch with reality and that he was getting sloppy and that he was thinking he was untouchable. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Whatever humble beginnings he had, or like if there was any meekness there, it was gone by this point. And you know when people get on a stage and they start saying things and you're like, wow, you have no self-awareness whatsoever.
Yes.
That was this.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Well, down bitch Tasha was clocking all of this. And she was like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to that church.
Yep.
I want to go in the church to see what's going on. So she did. And she walks over to her seat and someone walks her over. And in the middle of his sermon or whatever he was doing, Bing Bishop was like, hey, you sit down. DB Tasha did not like that.
What was that all about? Like, his anxiety was bad.
It seemed like he had done that before because he said, and everyone stopped moving. Everyone was like rustling or whatever. And he demanded that everyone stop moving around. And so she's like, I just walked into your church and you barked orders at me. So she stood up. We see the video footage of her standing up. And she said, the Spirit of God is going to shut this place down. You are a scammer in nasty ass clothes. Cost you a pretty penny, but they're still disgusting. And so he says, well, if you have something to say, why don't you come and preach? And down bitch Tasha was like, you don't have to tell me twice. She walked straight up to that man's face. She's like, thank you for the invitation.
And while she's walking down the aisle, he goes, oh, y'all, we better start praying. You know, all that stuff. So Tasha comes down to the pulpit and said to this man's face, you're a liar. And I believe that I meant to tell you that. And I think someone else was yelling at Tasha, which made her start walking to the right of the base of the stage. And as Tasha is, you know, talking and responding and walking that way, as she should, all of a sudden, live and on air, L'Amour attacks her. Literally grabs her by the back of the neck and starts pushing her down the right aisle. That was hard for me to watch.
It was assault. He was pushing her. So imagine he was behind her. He kind of like has her by the neck or the hair or something. And he's escorting her out really fast and aggressively. The camera is actually not that sharp. It seems more like a security camera or something. And, you know, after the altercation, he had these big, tacky-ass cufflinks, and those cufflinks scratched the side of Tasha's face. We see a picture. This is not a little scratch. This is broken skin. She's in pain, she's in shock, and she is just like, it all happens really, really fast.
To have a man who's supposed to be a man of God, a bishop of a church, assault me, it was very traumatizing.
So sorry.
Yes.
She filed charges, and get this, y'all, L'Amour was arrested. But he says, well, Tasha was going after my wife and my child. So L'Amour got released that same day, and they turned around and arrested Tasha. She had to spend the night in jail, and she wasn't even told what her charges were until the next morning. And I'm guessing that's what happens when you're best friends with the mayor.
Exactly, yeah. And she said, one minute, this man has his hands on me in his Dior suit. We know it's Dior because it's got all the C's and the D's. Honestly, you all have to see this man's clothes.
Oh, it's
awful. I have seen salads dressed better than this man. And then she's like, and next minute, I'm in jail?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is so ass backwards. And I thought to myself, what on earth could she have been charged with? And she was charged with disrupting a religious service.
That's not a thing.
And I was like, what was that? Not only was I thinking that, the judge who presided over the case was like, I've been a judge for a minute. I've never heard of this charge.
Yeah, he dropped those charges. But it doesn't matter because it was still very traumatic for Tasha. And I was just thinking, this cocky son of a bitch is like, I got money in my pocket. I got politicians in my pocket. I've got probably cops in my pocket. Like,
yeah. Oh, you better believe he speed dialed the mayor. That was his call from jail, I'm sure.
You know, I feel really bad for Tasha because it's sad. There are people who get into the ministry like my dad for the right reasons. I watched my dad hug people, console people. You know, people would cry on his shoulder. He cared about people, taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And someone like L'Amour who comes in and does the things that he does, it ruins it for everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact of the matter is it did feel in a lot of ways to Tasha like, is this guy untouchable? Like, is it, what's it gonna take for L'Amour to go down?
He attacked a woman live on camera.
Yeah.
That is a man who is not scared of consequences.
I didn't realize how personal this story would be to me. You know, my grandfather was a deacon. I was at Wednesday night prayer meeting. I had to wait after church so he could count the money. Meeting people that have been harmed by horrible people like Bishop L'Amour Whitehead, having their hopes and their dreams taken advantage of, it's truly unbelievable. I didn't think I would get this emotional. Bishop L'Amour Whitehead is so goofy and unserious, and he got me crying.
So what has to happen to take Bling Bishop down? Ellen, tell them.
Well, enter Rashid Anderson, and he was one of L'Amour's clergy people.
Clergy people? He was a deacon.
He was a clergy people. What do you call it?
We don't say clergy.
That's, isn't that what they call it?
I'm Pastor Taranto, and I just want to invite you to be one of my very elite clergy people.
What do you call them?
He was a fucking deacon.
Nobody said deacon on this episode.
Yes, he did.
What?
At first, he asked Rashid to be like a co-pastor, and then he called him back and said, just kidding, I think the Lord just wants you to be a deacon. So he became a deacon. And don't ask me what a deacon is. You know what path this took us down the last time.
They called him an elder.
Oh, yes.
He said, I want you to be an elder.
Yeah, it's the same thing as a deacon. An elder, a deacon.
But you agree, they didn't say deacon on the episode.
You know, I won't be taking questions at this time. The Lord, wait, I got a message from, oh no, wait, somebody wants to talk to you.
Helen, it's me, the Holy Ghost.
Hi, Holy Ghost. We're actually talking about one of your besties, Lamar Whitehead. Do you know him?
In the words of Mariah Carey, I don't know her. But I just can't. Ellen, I felt the need to come by to tell you. You ask too many questions. You should have more faith, especially in Joey, as he is your gay elder.
Right, but he's wrong. So what do I do about that?
No!
Gotta go, bye!
I just wanted to say pipe down for once in your life. Have a blessed day. No more questions. Goodbye. No more questions. No more questions.
Thank you for...
Wow.
Literally nothing. Wow. Holy Ghost, haven't seen him for a minute, but I'm glad he stopped by. Was he wearing Fendi, do you think?
I'm not taking any more questions.
Well, Rashid Anderson did something at the church, and he did it for free. That's the main point.
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, you don't need to be a youth pastor. I want you to be high up. And he's like, what's the pay? And he's like, the what? The pay. Oh, yeah, the pay.
Nothing.
What did you say the pay was?
Zero.
It was $0.00. This man was interning for God.
Even interns get a little something. My God.
It was a full-time job. He was running the streams. He was doing the social media. He was working a full-time job. And he was like, no, this is your calling from God.
Yep.
When God calls, answer. Even if you don't have call waiting.
He said it was mandatory for us, you know, to give our tithes and offering.
I need everybody to sow a seed because y'all been holding back on the seed. That's why there ain't nothing growing.
It was mandatory for you to give your tithes and offerings, but not to be compensated.
Yeah.
So tithing means that you are giving 10% of your paycheck to the church.
What is 10% of zero? What is he meant to tithe?
I mean, I guess if he had a side job, he had to have something. 10%. Imagine having the nerve to ask for 10% of someone's paycheck. 10%.
While they're working for free. I mean, Harris works for free, but she loves it.
Don't you talk about my mistress that way.
Wait, did she text you about her vacation, by the way?
No.
Oh, she texted me today and said, am I allowed to take vacation? I said, wait, without me? With me, of course. Without me, absolutely not. And she said, I'm going to Hawaii. I said, which probably isn't the case. I can't imagine you taking a vacation without me. And then she wrote, without you. And I wrote, then no.
Yeah, no, it's the wild, wild west of ministries here for fucking the bling bishop. So Rashid tells us that Lamar started giving real estate / financial literacy classes where he would introduce folks to people who could help them with their banking, their credit, and how to get cars. And Rashid is thinking, wow, this is amazing because what he's doing is giving back to his church and the community. You know, he's done well for himself and he wants the same for these folks.
So when Rashid originally joined, he had aspirations of opening up a restaurant.
Yeah.
And Lamar was like, no, no, no. The money is in real estate. You need to invest in real estate. Also, I offer these courses for $299.99. Since I'm such a good guy and the Lord has called me to help you, I'm going to set you up with everything. I'm going to set you up with a banker, a real estate agent, get all your credit in line. I'm going to take care of it. And everything went through. Rashid got his home.
And it was legit.
And then Lamar was like, now what about your hardworking mother, Pauline?
Yeah. And Rashid was like, well, yeah, you can help my mom. That's great. He has no reason to believe that the bishop wouldn't help his mother. He helped him. But what Lamar says to Pauline is different than what he says to Rashid. He tells Pauline, you're going to have to put down a down payment. And to do that, she had to dip into her retirement. So she took $90,000 out of her retirement to put into this house. And the bishop says, here's what we're going to do. I can help you get a home, but what we're going to do is take that $90,000 and put it into my real estate company. And she was like, okay, I don't know what all of that means, but I trust you. You helped my son. He's got a beautiful house. Why shouldn't I trust you? Well, the minute he got that money, he dipped. She didn't get her house. And when she tried to reach out to him, he ignored her.
Yeah, he was like, I can't hear you, all of these bags of tacky-ass clothing. I went on a little shopping spree. And poor Rashid and Mama Pauline, they're out $90,000. They feel dumb as shit.
Yep.
Because they've just been bamboozled by this man. No paperwork. They just blindly trusted him. And he was like, thanks for the wire transfer. I'm out.
And you know, I understand. We have all done things where we've been scammed and we felt embarrassed or shame. And listen, you live, you learn, but you can't beat yourself up over that. But what I love about Rashid and his mother is they were like, immediately, we're going to put those feelings aside because we cannot let him do this to someone else, because he will.
Yeah.
So we ended up starting a civil lawsuit against him. Mm-hmm. What we're hoping to get is a judgment from the civil case.
Pauline took action, teaming up with federal prosecutors to help build a damning case.
We see this news segment, and he was convicted of these fraud charges. He has a whole lot more charges that they didn't mention in the episode. I'll tell you that after. And Mama Pauline, this is a down bitch who took that motherfucker down, all by standing up for herself, which nobody else did. And the judge pointed out that it really didn't seem like Lamour had any remorse for his crimes.
Yeah, and because of that, the judge really threw the book at him, and it landed Lamour in prison for 9 years.
Yeah, but he's got new besties.
Oh, yeah, he does. I would be curious to know if he managed to get his prior charges removed from his record, which I doubt he did.
Nope, I have all the information now.
Okay.
No, he's got more charges than they mentioned.
Well, Tasha Howard came back to say, you know, the damage that Lamour did, it's actually really tragic because a lot of folks lost their faith in the church, a place that was supposed to be a sanctuary where people could lay down their burdens. No, Lamour's church became a burden for these people.
Yeah.
And she does say this in a way, this was my take from what she had to say, was that you cannot have blind faith in anyone or anything. It is okay to have questions. It's okay to be skeptical, and it's okay to listen to your gut when your gut is telling you something is wrong. I don't care if it's your next door neighbor who you've lived next to for 25 mm-hmm. years and you trust and love, or I don't care if it's like the priest at your church, you know, who baptized all three of your kids. It's okay to ask questions.
Yeah, they've really glossed over these charges because there's no way that stealing this $90,000 would end him 9 years in federal prison where his besties are P. Diddy and R. Kelly and Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
So I looked up what else he did, and he submitted a fraudulent application for a business loan that included doctored bank statements, and he falsely claimed that he had millions of dollars in the bank and hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue, and everything he submitted to other financial institutions was fraudulent. And he extorted money from another person and had a whole real estate case. And when FBI agents were executing the search warrant at his big old mansion, which was in New Jersey, he claimed that he had no other cell phone or electronics. Lies. He had like 4 or 5 phones, all this backup computers. So he was also lying to the feds. And so this was a way bigger scam. We're talking wire fraud,
wow,
money laundering.
Yeah.
After I was researching it, I'm surprised he only got 9 years. That had to have been some kind of plea. And he also has another case yet to go to trial because he was dropping his bestie boozical Eric Adams name because he tried to trick a mechanic into giving him free work by saying that the mayor was going to help him with a land deal. So he made a deal on behalf of Eric Adams. Now, Eric Adams is a piece of shit, but you can't use a government agency as leverage
No.
to get a better price on fixing your fucking car. And so that case has yet to go to court.
As long as there are those who prey on trust, I pray I'll be here to expose them. Because the truth will set you free.
I would love to know how much money he accumulated.
Well, you know that first charge, his first 5 years, they kind of said, oh, he had some identity theft. It was $2 million.
Wow.
So this man has stole millions from people. Not to mention, you know, he was working, so you can't really call it theft, but it was. All of his illegal practices amounted to millions, but then all the money he took from people, because though that's not stealing because people willingly gave it to him, you're still selling a false narrative and like a false dream and everything's fake. What a piece of shit. His wife left him. Thank God. I don't know her culpability in this, but he has 3 kids.
Wow.
for what? Your ugly ass Gucci Louis nonsense?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get the allure. If you come from nothing, you're struggling, you have nothing, and you see, here is this guy promising you all of God's blessings. Look at me, I'm a prime example. You just gotta sow your money. Like, I understand it. I just feel really bad for these folks because this man caused a lot of damage, not just emotionally, but like spiritually. For these folks.
Absolutely. People who really thought that they were a part of something. It's all really sad. Say something funny.
Well, I have my own church that I attend here. It's in my house, in my bedroom. It's called the...
I mean, I haven't been to your new apartment, so maybe that is true. What is the church, honey?
Well, it's simple. The church is called, Oh, Jesus! Because that's what people say a lot in the room. They speak in tongues, too, in my room. Do you want to hear, like, some of the tongues that they say?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it goes like this. Oh, shananama pasmita papas. Oh! It sounds kind of Italian. This kind of tongues is rooted in Italian culture. I'm not sure.
Please do not bring my ancestors into this. Thank you. You're not right, and God hates you. Thank you, everyone. That was our last episode of Scam Goddess, but we're going to throw those last two episodes over on the Patreon because we sure do love this show because it's a bunch of nonsense, including Batman's clothes.
Yep.
And don't forget, if you do want more of Joey and I, number one, get your head checked. We're over on the Patreon. We are serving you all kinds of stuff. If you joined the Patreon today, you could be with us through the summer, basically. That sounds like a nightmare.
But I thought you were going to say, if you join our Patreon today, you will be blessed. The Lord will bless you. For five, sow your $5 into our Patreon.
We also have movie nights. We have our quarterly painting party coming up. And don't forget our merch boxes. We cannot wait to see your unboxing videos of the merch. Lord, I hope it all gets there in one piece.
Shut up.
Yeah, all you gotta do is go to patreon.com/ithinknotpod. Also, please follow us on social media. You can find us on all platforms at ithinknotpod, as well as YouTube. Every Friday morning, we are dropping our recordings of this episode, and that is at ithinknotpod. Please like, subscribe, share, do all the things. Say something nice.
Oh yeah, drop a comment. Say something nice. We love compliments.
And also, if you want to keep up to date on what's happening with news and tour, you can go join our Facebook group at the I Think Not Podcast Facebook discussion group. Did I say that right?
Sure. And if you want to see Joey's nudes, just text me.
Love you all.
Love you, Joey.
I love you, Tia Marie Marsh, and I love you, D-Bates.
Love you, dumb bitches. Bye.
So is eating this pussy. Baby, we're not done. Hold on.
What did I do?
I'm done with this bit. Play the music.
Had to bring in the Italians. The fuck is your problem?
Ooh,
okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.